Now, today's message that I have for you, and every week I want to leave you with an important message. Today's message is called, Life is Easy.
Amen to that.
Say amen to that. Life is easy. When we're working with God, and now picture this in your mind. When you're working with God and God gives you directives and says, here, do this. When God tells you to do that, he has already prepared. The way is open. The doors are open. There are people waiting for you when you get to wherever it is you're supposed to go to. And it's all been prepared. Life is easy with God. Say amen to that. Now, having said that, today I want to talk about how life is easy with God, but some of the other things that we do to complicate. We can even complicate when God gives us something, we can make it harder. And so I want to talk about that so we can remove those blockages, because life is easy with God. In all things that he tells us and leads us to do, it should be really easy. It should be like just smooth. It should be like everything's just falling into place. Everywhere I go, there's already somebody waiting. Everything I need provision for, there's already the finances are set up. Man, when I need to go through a door, somebody holds it open for me. It really should be like that when we're working with God and following what God has said. Life is easy with him. Take a look at this story here in Luke chapter 19. I'll just tell this story, actually. It'll be more fun. But Jesus is sending two of his disciples. And so he sends two of his disciples into this city. And he says, when you go into this city, opposite you, you're going to see there's a colt that's tied up, a little horse, colt, tied up. Loosen him and bring him back to me. And if anybody asks, say the Lord has need of him. So the two disciples go into the city and they see next to where they are, they see this colt. They untie this colt. As they're leading it away, the owner comes out and says, oh, what's going on? The Lord has need of it, they tell him. He's like, oh, okay. And away they go and they take the colt back to Jesus. Easy breezy, amen?
Amen.
Pizza, cake, everything is so easy. All you had to do was do what he said. You go into the city, there's the colt, you loosen the colt, somebody asks, you say what he says, and off you go. No problem. No problem at all. And that is exactly the way our life is with God when we're doing what God is telling us. It is exactly like that. The colt was exactly where he said it was. They said exactly what he told them to say, and the doors were open, and off they went, and it was beautiful and easy. Now, sometimes what we do, though, is we start to make it a lot more difficult than it has to be. What if the disciples would have gone there and got to where the colt was, and before they loosened it, said, oh, wait a minute, I don't have my certification for colt loosening. I'm going to have to get that. Oh my goodness, we can't lead this horse through the city. We don't have a livestock moving permit. Oh man, oh, if we're going to move livestock, we're going to need to get some insurance. Because what if he bites somebody or steps on the man? We could be liable for that. Oh, you know what? If we're going to take this horse and it doesn't belong to us, I think we should get some written permission from the owner and get it notarized and stamped so I have it in my hands. Oh, you know, did they say any of that? No. Imagine if you had to get, oh my goodness, Jesus is going to be riding on this horse. We need to get him over to the DMV. I mean, the HV, horse vehicles, because he's going to have to get his picture taken and get a permit to ride this colt. He doesn't have one. By the time they would have gone to all that trouble to go get the insurance, to talk to the owner, get notarized, they probably would have had to take the owner with them to the insurance company to get the insurance for that, and they would have talked to the city. They probably had to wait 2 to 3 days to get their permit approved before they could move livestock through the city. By the time they would have done all of that, guess what? Jesus would have been off his divine plan. Because he needed that colt on this day to ride through the city on Palm Sunday so they could lay the palms down in front of him and say, hallelujah. So they could praise him and say, this is the glory of God that is coming. But yet, if they had got caught up in all these other things, it wouldn't have happened. You see what I'm saying? Sometimes we are conformed to this world instead of transformed by the renewing of our minds. I have read that before, and I will read it again here if I find it. Ah, here it is. Romans 12:2. And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. You see, this is, let me put this into practical terms for you, because if God has said to you, go and do this, go get this colt, you have already been qualified for it. You have all the certification you need to do that. You have all the training you need to do that. You have all the authority you need to do that. Say amen to this. Because God said to go do it. Now, if you get conforming to the world, then you start to think about what the world needs for me to do this. What does the world need for me to do this? And if we start thinking about that, now we're conforming to what the world is telling me, and we're stopping the divine plan from opening and from life from being easy, because now we have complicated it. And who complicated it? You complicated it. It wasn't God that complicated it. God made it easy. He said, go get the horse, loosen it, bring it back. But we can complicate God's plan and make it really convoluted and difficult, and then we miss out on the timing. That horse had to be back so Jesus could ride it on that day, not in three to five business days. He had to be back on that day. Because that's when they needed it, and that's when it was waiting, and that's when it was ready, and that's when God prepared it. And God even talked to the owner and said, here, somebody's going to come and get your colt today. Really? Somebody's going to come and get my colt? Yeah. They're going to say, the Lord has need of it. Let it go. So he already knew. See, the plan was open. Everything is prepared. Amen?
Amen.
This is the way God works with us every day too. When we get an assignment to do something, do not get caught up in being conformed to this world, because it can stop the divine plan from happening when it's supposed to happen. I remember that God has asked us to do things on many occasions. I remember when he asked us to get our 501c3 status, you know, as a church, which is a nonprofit status. And God said, go get that. He said that to Liza and me. Liza and me, now we could have gone and we could have taken a bunch of courses on getting certified to get your 501c3 status. We could have read a bunch of books on how to get your 501c3 status. We could have hired an attorney. Maybe we could have gone to school and become an attorney ourselves so that we would now be qualified to go get our 501c3 status. But God did not tell us to do any of that stuff. God told us to get our 501c3 status. So what did we do? We printed out the forms. We looked at the little description of how to fill them out. We filled them out and we mailed them in. 2 years later, we got it. And that's the normal process. It normally takes 2 years. You know, it wouldn't have been any faster if I had to go to law school. It would have been 3 more years tacked on that. Not to mention I would have had to make up some classes, so maybe like 10 years. You know, but, you know, see, you just do what God has asked you to do. He qualified us to do it. We did not need outside help. We did not need extra certification or training. If God said you can do it, that means you're already ready to do it. He has qualified you to do it. He said, do it, and we did it. Amen.
Amen.
In our lives, he'll ask us to do things that we don't think we can do. But if he's asking you to do it, then you are equipped to do it, because life is easy, and he has already prepared you to do it. God asked us to write some books. Now, I remember when I was a kid getting out of school, I could barely read books. And now God is asking me to write books? Come on. But one thing I did know is that if God is asking me to do this. Now, did we go to some sort of course to study how to read books? Did I have to become an English major, you know, or anything like that? No. God told me to write books. So that was my job. So there was no time to waste. Get down to it, write the books. All I had to ask was, God, what do you want me to write? And then he would tell me and I'd write it. That was it. Easy. Life is easy with God. Don't complicate it. Don't be conformed to this world. You've got to break that. Because if you're conformed to this world, then you're not of the kingdom of God. And he has transported us out of the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of God, into the kingdom of the light, right? And that's where we have to walk and be. So we've got to follow according to what God is giving us, right? That's how we change. That's how we bring the kingdom of God upon the earth. That's how life is easy, by not living conformed to this world. That means also, as Liza already touched on earlier, not being conformed to traditions, not being conformed to cultures, not being conformed to what you were trained or raised up to do, but being led by the Spirit of God to do what God has asked you to do. Now, what if these disciples that had gone to get this colt decided to do that on their own? This is a different story. If they suddenly said, oh, hey, you know what? Jesus needs a colt to ride. Let's go into town and get one. They probably would have been hung as horse thieves.
Yeah?
Yeah? Because they're not now doing it according to what God has said and what God has prepared. They're doing what they think would be good. Again, they're being conformed to the world if they're doing it their own way. And there are consequences if God hasn't prepared it. The owner would have come out and said, they're stealing my horse! And they would have arrested them. Right? But when you're doing, if God tells you to do something, you now have the authority, you've been appointed, it's a divine mission, it is open, everything is ready, go do it.
Amen.
Go do it. Pastor Riley was telling me last week that when he first started going out, you know, God would tell him, okay, go talk to this guy. There's a guy in that mall that you got to talk to. He's wearing a red shirt. And Pastor Riley would go and say, well, okay, I got to get permission from the mall. Oh, and he's in that store, so I got to get permission from the store that he's in. So he'd go to the managers of the mall and he'd say, excuse me, but, would you mind if I go in and I speak to somebody about God that's in your mall? Do you mind if I hand out a bit of paper and stuff? And then he would go to the store and say, can I get some permission to come in here and just talk to some guys, you know, and see, because I want to talk to them about God. Guess what they said? No! No, you can't come in! But see, what happened there? God gave him a divine appointment, gave him the authority, gave him the power, gave him the assignment, and said, there's a man in this mall with a red shirt that needs to be saved, that you have to talk to in God's name and bring the kingdom of God into his life so he can be happy, so life can be easy. And instead, he was conformed to the world and said, well, what do I, you know, instead of doing what God said, he complicated it by asking, well, is it okay if I do that? Because the world's going to say no. The world's always going to try to stop the movement of God and where God is bringing the light. The world tries to stop that. That's why we can't be conformed to the world. If you're given an assignment, now what can you do? They've said no, now they're watching you and you can't go in. And there's the man in there with the red shirt and you know what God has said and you don't have the world's permission now, but you have God's permission. Now you're caught between two things. What do? You're stuck. You're better off just when God gives you the guidance, go with the guidance. 5 minutes in and out, you'll find that guy. You can take him by the arm. You can bring him outside if you need to. You know, if that's what God is telling you to do, do what God tells you to do. Say what God said, tells you to say. Life will be easy. Say amen to that.
Amen.
This is the way it works. This is the way it works all the time when we're working with God. Listen to God. It's different if you go on your own, but listen to God and life will be easy. We don't have to be conformed to this world. We can be transformed by the renewing of our mind. Now we live according to the kingdom of God.
Amen.
And in the kingdom of God, when he says it, he qualifies us to do it. Here's another story. This is a good one too. Jesus, again, he appoints some disciples and he says, I need a room to hold the Passover in. So what you're going to do is I want you to go into the city. And he sends out these disciples to go into the city and says, you're going to watch. There's going to be a man carrying a pitcher of water. And he will be walking into a building. Follow him into that building. And you will find the room that we're looking for there. So they get to the city and guess what? They see a man carrying this pitcher along walking. And they follow him and he goes into a building. And lo and behold, there's a room on the second floor that's available. And they have the Last Supper right there. Say amen to this. It was exactly as the guidance was told. They did exactly what God said. Now, what if these disciples had gone into the city and said, oh, man, we're going to have to get a party planner. We're going to have to go talk to a party planner and see where all the rooms are available. Or what if they were conformed by tradition? You know what? We always hold our Passover dinners over at the Hilton. They have a great banquet hall. There's a great banquet hall over there. But we don't want this second floor thing. We're going to go over to the Hilton like we always do. It wouldn't have happened. It wouldn't have happened. Everything's booked up. It's Passover. No, God prepared a room, though. If we follow his guidance, the way is open. The way is easy. Easy breezy. They walk in. They see the man with the pitcher. They follow him into the room. Boom, there it is. Hey, that was a piece of cake. It's booked. We're set. Amen?
Amen.
Say amen to that.
Amen.
God is good. God has made our life so easy. God has already prepared you. Listen to this. This is Romans 8:30. And he says, moreover, whom he predestined, these he also called. Whom he called, these he also justified. And whom he justified, these he also glorified.
Amen.
Amen. What is he saying? He's saying, you are qualified.
Amen.
Amen. You are qualified. Whatever God gives you guidance to do, you have been qualified to do it. Don't waste time doing a whole bunch of other things of the world when God has given you an assignment and he has given you the qualifications to fill it. Go and do it. Amen. It's that easy. It's receive that. It's that easy. We don't have to complicate it. We just have to follow what God says and do it. And it is ready. Think about it. God has already prepared the plan.
Amen.
See this out in front of you. The plan is out in front of you. Your future has already been planned. There are blessings galore out there in front of you. There are healings out there in front of you. There is financial abundance out in front of you. And wherever God leads you, every door and gate is open wherever God leads you. You don't have to kick the door down. You don't have to beat somebody up. It's going to be really easy because God's already prepared the way. He already talked to the owner of the colt. He already talked to the owner of the room on the second floor. He already prepared the space. It's waiting already. And it's waiting for you too, the same way. And all we got to do is hear what God is saying and go out and do it. Amen. Just go out and do it. You've been qualified already. Now, God was talking to me about something last week when we were going through this training. God began to speak to me about a disease. It's called a disease of disqualification. A disease of disqualification where immediately, and with the disease of disqualification, what happens is it makes us disqualify ourselves when God has qualified us. It makes us disqualify ourselves. Well, God, I can't do that. I'm not smart enough. Well, God, I can't do that. I don't have the certificate to do that. Well, God, I can't do that because I'm not good in speech and you're asking me to say something. Well, God, I can't do that. I'm too afraid to do that. Well, how could I do that? Because I'm too afraid. If God has said to do it, he has qualified you to do it. Amen. Don't let the disease of disqualification stop you.
Amen.
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 So God, what God was speaking to me about is he said, cast out the disease of disqualification.
Amen.
Cast it out. He was saying that this comes upon more people in the body of Christ than any other place. It comes upon them to stop them, to make them feel like they're not good enough to do the things of God. And you'll hear people saying, well, I couldn't do that because I'm not as good as God. God has qualified you to be that good. Amen?
Amen.
God has qualified you to be that good. He has qualified you to speak the right words at the right time. He has qualified you by opening doors and giving you wisdom beyond natural man.
Amen.
He has qualified you to step in and be powerful and have the authority to do all things.
Amen.
Amen. We sometimes will use this this phrase that all things are possible with God, and I'm afraid that some people use it like it's a bumper sticker on the back of their car, or I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And these are great bumper sticker slogans, aren't they? And you'll see them plastered on the back of somebody, or you hear somebody saying it, well, all things are possible with God, but I can't do that. You'll see how they automatically say, well, no, I'm too old. No, it's too far. No, it's too late. No, it's too hard. No, They're never going to let me do that. You know, they find all these things. But if all things are possible with God, then we don't want to be conformed to this world. We got to be transformed by the renewing of our mind, and it's not too far to drive. And it's not too late to go. And you're not too old to make it happen. And your dream has not been taken away. There's still time because God planned it for your life. Your blessing hasn't been missed because you forgot about it yesterday. God has still prepared that blessing, and it's waiting for you right now. You can receive it in Jesus' name. Say amen.
Amen.
Be lifted up and be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Do not be conformed by the things of this world. Know that you are qualified. Do not fall into the disease of disqualification. And worst of all, do not disqualify others. Because quite often the person who is disqualifying themselves will also be telling other people how you can't do it. You're not smart enough. You're not good enough. You're not old enough. It's not the right time. Do not fall into the disease of disqualification, because God has qualified us. And if you have received Jesus into your heart, then you have been qualified. And the minute God gives you an order and says, go and do this, that means you have all a power and authority on heaven and earth to fulfill it. And that the way is open, that the road is easy, that everything is going to happen like nothing. Whoa! It's cool! It's a piece of cake when you're with God. It's a piece of cake when you're with God. Now, we do have sometimes a thing called fear that comes up in us, right? Sometimes fear tries to come up and stop us from doing what God has said. God says, go do that. And you suddenly go, oh, whoa. I can't do that, God. I'm afraid. Right? And you stop. So again, this is another way we make things harder, because it's easy. You got to remember, it's already open. You can do it. You can do it with a song and dance. You know, because God has made it easy. So when fear comes up, it says, perfect love casts out fear. Perfect love. What is the perfect love? Perfect love is Jesus. For God so loved the world that he sent his only begotten Son. So his Son comes down. We invite him into our hearts. We receive the perfect love. And the perfect love, when we have received it fully, casts out the fear. We want to receive the perfect love. Why? So we can have a life that's easy, that we can walk in this easy life. As Jesus says here in Matthew 11:30, my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Jesus is talking about putting your burden, putting the life when you have conformed to the world where it's hard, it's difficult, there's a lot of paperwork, you know, a lot of red tape to cut through. There's a lot of time that you got to beat. There's a lot of doors you got to kick down. Man, you got to be tenacious to get it done. You know, when you're conformed to that world, it's a burden. He's saying, give me that burden. Jesus is saying, give me that burden that you've been living under. And he's saying, my yoke is easy. The yoke is about, you know, they put them on the oxen when they go out in the field to work. But he's saying, if you take my yoke upon yourself, it's easy. It's easy. When you're working for me, it's easy. Why? Because he's already prepared the field. Because the doors are already open. Because he's already talked to the people that you're going to talk to. They're already prepared. The way is prepared. Jesus already finished it. He's already given you the plan. All you got to do is just do what he says to do. Don't let the fear stop you. Let the perfect love of Jesus come in, so that you can have the easy yoke. So that that yoke is easy and the burden is light. It's not a heavy burden. It's not something hard you've got to struggle against when you receive Jesus into your life. Because the way is open for you. It's already been done. Jesus said, it is finished.
Amen.
That means the plan of God is now prepared. Now the people of God that are filled with the Spirit of God can go out and fulfill it easily. Amen. Easily. This is what how God wants us to walk. Now, if we're conformed to this world and getting caught up in all the things the world says we have to do before we can do something, it becomes hard. Cast that off. Be transformed by the renewing of your mind, okay? If fear is stopping you and gripping you, let the perfect love come in and cast that out. That perfect love of Jesus, let it come in and cast that out. Because we don't have to be held prisoners by fear. If you are disqualifying yourself from doing what God has said you to do. Cast the disease of disqualification out because you've been qualified to do all things in heaven and earth. You've been given the authority of Jesus. And when he gives you the assignment, you can do it. Say amen.
Amen.
You can do it.
Amen.
In Jesus' name, you can do it. You know, things are easy, so easy with God. When we're working with God, things are easy. Jesus had to pay some taxes, the temple tax. He tells Peter, Peter, go down there to the water, throw in a hook, the first fish you catch, pull it up, look in its mouth, take the coin out, bring it back here, we'll pay the taxes. What did Peter do? Peter went down to the water. Peter threw in a hook. Peter pulled up a fish. Peter looked in his mouth. Peter saw a coin. Peter came back and paid the taxes. Easy. Was that easy? That was so easy. He didn't run off to get his fishing permit. You know, his fishing license. He didn't run off to say, well, go down to the police station. Did anybody lose this coin because I found it? You know, does it belong to somebody? No, he already had divine directive. Divine directive gave him orders and permission and told him where things would be and what to do with it. By that divine directive, he has all authority and power to have his life be easy. Amen. The burden is light. Amen. The yoke is easy when you're walking with God in your life. If you're going through life working with God and you feel like it's hard and you feel like it's a heavy burden, then there's some sort of false belief that you've got to talk with God and get rid of. Maybe you're trying to conform yourself to this world by living in the kingdom of God, and you can't do that because that's going to make it hard. Maybe you're letting fear stop you. Fear shouldn't be in there because perfect love can cast out that fear when you invite Jesus in. Get rid of it. Get rid of it. Maybe you're disqualifying yourself and saying, well, I'm not that good. I don't know that much. God, I can't do this. Don't do that. Cast out the disease of disqualification because you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. And that's not just a bumper sticker. That is the truth.
Amen.
Amen. All things are possible with God. And that's not just a slogan. That is the truth. Live by it. Work by it, walk by it. In everything that you do, know that that is the truth and that the way is open and that life is easy breezy with God.
God.
Say amen to that.
Yes.